Chapter 55. Subject Pradyumna, begotten by Krishna in Rukmini. It is said that the Cupid, who is directly part and parcel of Lord Vasudev, and who was formerly burnt into ashes by the anger of Lord Shiva, to birth in the womb of Rukmini, begotten by Krishna, this Kamadeva is the demigod of the heavenly planet, especially meant for enthusing lusty desire. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has many grace of parts and parcels, but the quadruple expansion of Krishna, Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, they are directly on the Vishnu category. Therefore, Kama, or the Cupid, demigod, although he was later on, after taking his birth in the womb of Rukmini, was named as Pradyumna, he cannot be the Pradyumna of Vishnu category. He belongs to the category of Jiva Tattva, but for special power in the category of demigods, he was a part and parcel of the Supra Prayas of Pradyumna. That is the bhajit of the Goswami. Therefore, when the Cupid was burned into ashes by the anger of Lord Shiva, he merged into the body of Vasudev, and now, not to get his body again, he was begotten by Lord Krishna himself, or he was directly released from his body in the womb of Rukmini, and then he was born as the son of Krishna, celebrated by the name Pradyumna. And because he was born by Lord Krishna directly, his qualities were almost similar to that of Krishna. There was a demon of the name of Shamba. He was destined to be killed by this Pradyumna, and he knew it. Therefore, this Shamba demon, as soon as he understood that Pradyumna is born, he took the shape of an omen, and from the maternity home, before the expiry of 10 days of Pradyumna's birth, he took him away and threw him directly in the sea. But as it is said, one who is protected by Krishna, nobody can kill him, and one who is destined to be killed by Krishna, nobody can protect him. On this principle, although Pradyumna was thrown in the sea water, immediately big fish took charge of him by swallowing within its belly. Later on, this fish was caught by the net of a fisherman, and the fish was sold later on to the Shamba demon. The kitchen department of the demon Shamba, there was a maidservant engaged whose name was Mayavati. This woman was formerly the wife of Cupid, and her name was Rati. When the feast was presented to the demon Shamba, it was taken in charge by his cook for preparing a palatable preparation from fish. The demons, or the Rakshasas, are so called because they are accustomed to eat meat and fish, and similar non-vegetarian diets. Similarly, other demons, although born of Brahmin and Kshatriya fathers, still demons like Ravana, Kansa, Hiranyakashipu, they used to take meat and flesh without any discrimination. This practice is still prevalent in India because those who are meat eaters and fish eaters, they are generally called the demons and rakshasas. So the cook in the kitchen, when he was cutting the fish, he found out the nice baby within the belly of the fish, and he immediately presented the baby in charge of Mayavati, who was engaged in the assistance of the kitchen affairs. This woman was surprised to see how such a nice baby could remain within the womb of a fish. And when she was perplexed with the idea, the great sage Narada explained to her about the birth of Pradyumna and the baby being taken away by Sambo, later on thrown into the sea water, etc. In this way, the whole story was disclosed to Mayavati, who was formerly Rati, the wife of Cupid. Mayavati knew herself what she was previously, the wife of Cupid, and after her husband being born into ashes by the wrath of Lord Shiva, she was always expecting of his coming back again in material form. This woman, although was engaged in the kitchen for cooking rice and dal, when she got this nice baby and understood that he is Cupid, her husband, naturally, she took charge of the baby and with great affection began to praise him. Miraculously, the baby very swiftly grew up and within a very short period became a beautiful young man. And any woman who happened to see him became captivated by his bodily beauty. His eyes were just like the petals of lotus flowers. His arms were very long, up to the knees. And when Mayavati could understand that her former husband, Cupid, born as Pradyumna, has grown so nice young man, naturally, she also gradually became captivated and lusty. She was smiling before him with effeminate attractiveness, expressing herself in various ways as if she was desiring sex unity with Pradyumna. He therefore inquired from the woman how it was possible that first of all, you were affectionate like a mother. Now you are expressing various symptoms like a lusty woman. What is the reason for such change of your habit? On hearing this statement from Pradyumna, the woman, Rati, replied, "My dear sir, you are the son of Lord Krishna. Just after your birth, before expiry of 10 days, you were stolen by the Sambar demon, later on thrown into the water and swallowed up by a fish. In this way, you have come under my care. But actually, I am your wife in your former life as Cupid. Therefore, my manifestation of conjugal symptoms is not at all incompatible. This Samarasu Timon wanted to kill you, and he is endowed with various kinds of mystic powers. Therefore, before he again attempts to kill you, please kill him as soon as possible with your divine power. Since you were stolen away by this Sambarasu, your mother, Rukmini Devi, is staying in very grievous condition of life, that the cuckoo bird who has lost her service, she is very much affectionate to you, and since you are taken away from her, she is living exactly like the cow, aggrieved on account of loss of the calf. This woman of the name Mayabati has knowledge of many mystic supernatural powers. Supernatural powers are generally known as Maya, and to supersede all such supernatural power, there is another supernatural power which is called Mahamaya. This woman has the knowledge of this mystic power of Mahamaya, and she delivered to Pradyumna this specific energetic power in order to win over the mystic powers of Sambara Devan. Thus being empowered by his wife, immediately Pradyumna reached before the Sambara Devan and challenged him for fighting with him. Pradyumna began to address him in very strong language so that the temper might be agitated for fighting. On account of pinching words by Pradyumna towards the demon Sambara, he became too much insulted, exactly like the snake feels after being struck by one's leg. Serpent cannot tolerate the kicking by another animal or man. Immediately, serpent bites the opponent. Therefore, Sambara demon also, being struck by the words of Pradyumna as if he was kicked by him, immediately he took his club in the hand and appeared before Pradyumna to fight with him. With great anger, he began to beat Pradyumna with his club exactly like the thunderbolt beats over the mountain. And the demon was also groaning exactly like the roaring sound of the cloud. Pradyumna, however, protected himself from the strike of the club of Sambara Asur by his own club. Later on, he also struck him very severely. This way, the fighting between Sambara Asur and Pradyumna began very seriously. But Sambara Asur knew another art of mystic power, so to raise himself on the sky and fight from the high up outer space. There is another demon of the name Maya, and from this Maya, the Sambarasu learned many mystic powers, thus raising himself high up on the sky. He began to throw various types of nuclear weapons upon the body of Pradyumna. Now, to combat with different kinds of mystic powers of the Sambarasu, Pradyumna remembered another mystic power known as Mahavidya, which was different from the black mystic power, but this Mahavidya mystic power was based on the quality of goodness. The demon Sambara, understanding his formidable enemy, Pradyumna, began to take assistance from various kinds of mystic powers known as demonic, pertaining to the Guhya, pertaining to the Gandharva, pertaining to the Pishaj, or the Kites, pertaining to the snakes, and pertaining to the Rakshasas. He exhibited his different kinds of mystic power by taking shelter of the above mentioned supernatural strength. But Pratyumna was able to counteract them all by his superior power of Mahavidya. When the Samvarasur was defeated in every respect, at the end, Pratyumna took his sharpened sword up to the body of the demon Samvara and immediately cut off his head, separated from the trunk, although the hell was decorated with helmet with valuable jewels. This way, the Samvara demon, thus being killed by Pradyumna, all the demigods in the higher planetary system began to shower flowers on him because his wife, within Bhagavad Pradyumna, Mayavati, could travel in the outer space. Pradyumna directly reached his father's capital, Dwarka, by the airways, and both of them came just above the palace of Lord Krishna. They began to come down as if the cloud is coming down along with the lightning. The inner section of the palace, known as Antapur, within bracket, private apartments. Pradyumna and Mayavati saw that there are many women in the palace, and he sat down amongst them. All the women saw Pradyumna dressed in police garment, the arms very long, the eyes very beautiful and reddish, face covered with nice smiling, the whole body dressed with different kinds of jewelry and ornaments, is curling here. This way, all the women present, they first of all could not recognize Pradyumna, a different personality from Krishna. So in the beginning, they all in all became very much blessed on account of suddenly presence of Krishna, and therefore they wanted to hide them in a different corner of the palace. And the woman, however, saw that in the personality of Pradyumna, the characteristics of Krishna are not all present. Then they, out of curiosity, came back again to see him along with his wife, Mayavati. All of them were conjecturing who was that beautiful person. Amongst the women, there was Rukmini Devi also, who was equally beautiful with her lotus-like eyes. Naturally, just after seeing Pradyumna, she remembered her own son. Immediately, milk began to ooze out of her breast. This means Rukmini Devi, just after seeing Pradyumna, immediately began to feel motherly affection. She then began to conjecture, who is this beautiful young boy? He appears to be the most beautiful amongst the human beings. Who is that fortunate young woman able to give place to this nice boy, in her womb, and had thereof become his mother? And who is that young woman who has accompanied him? How they have become combined together? Just remembering my own son, who was stolen even from the maternity home, I can guess if he is living somewhere, he might have grown by this time like this boy. In other words, simply by intuition, Rukmini could understand that Pradyumna was her own lost son. Rukmini also could observe in the person of Pradyumna that he was resembling Lord Krishna in every respect. She was therefore struck with wonder how he got all the symptoms of Krishna. She therefore began to think more confidently that the boy must have been her own son grown up by this time, because she felt too much affection for the boy. And as an auspicious sign of their meeting, her left arm was trembling. And Rukmini was conjecturing like that. At that very moment, Lord Krishna, along with his father and mother, Devaki and Vasudev, appeared on the scene. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could understand everything. Still, on that situation, he remained silent. But by the desire of Lord Sri Krishna, great sage Narada also appeared on the scene, and he began to disclose all the incidences how Pradyumna was stolen from the maternity home, and how he had grown up and had come there with his wife Mayavati, who was formerly known as Rati, the wife of Cupid. When everyone was informed about the mysterious disappearance of Pradyumna from the maternity home and how he had grown up, all of them became struck with wonder, because all of them got back their dead son, almost being hopeless of his returning back. When factually all of them saw Pradyumna was present, they began to receive him with great delight. All members of the family, namely Devaki, Vasudev, Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Balaram, all other family women, and Rukmini, one after another, began to embrace both Pradyumna and his wife Mayavati. And this news was spread all over the city of Dwarka. All the citizens astonishingly began to came to see Lord Pradyumna with great anxiety. And all of them began to say, the dead son has come back. What can be more pleasing than this incident? Srila Sukadeva Goswami has given explanation how, in the beginning, all the inmates, the palace, were all mothers and stepmothers of Pradyumna, took him as Krishna, and they were all blissful, infected by a desire of conjugal love. The explanation is that Pradyumna personally represented exactly like Krishna, and he was actually the Cupid himself. There was no cause of astonishment, therefore, when the mothers of Pradyumna mistook that for other women, there was no astonishment at all. It is clear from this statement that Pradyumna's bodily characteristics was so similar to Krishna that he was mistaken even by his mothers, etc. Thus ends the 55th chapter, Krishna, in the matter of Pradyumna, begotten by Krishna in Rukmini.